Zoe's letter, March 24th. Wow, that's amazing. I mean, 75,000. That's, wow. So, okay, you want my comments? I'm going to try and go through this logically and try not to truth bomb you along the way. This is going to be fun. He says that money isn't meant to buy you off or have strings attached. You say that it would feel like it does, and... okay, I get that. Hang on, this might make more sense if I do it in response to your points. That was point one, that you would feel indebted to him somehow. Can I ask you why? He says there's no obligation, and... granted, he could be lying, but I kind of doubt it. He's been trying to fix this between you for a while, and he was really good about giving you space during... while you helped Lissa. You said you wouldn't feel much of an obligation, so what obligation would you feel? Point two. It belongs to Lissa. Can I refer you back to the martyr comments of our last two letters? It doesn't just apply when you're in pain. Now, I can already hear you. But Lissa's his real daughter, and Lissa needs it more than I do. Okay, but Zoe, your mom is a university professor and an author, and last I checked, neither of those professions brings in tons of money. Add to that her hospital bills, and, well, I suspect you're not exactly rolling in it. Sorry, is that overstepping? You asked for my thoughts, and I have to go on the information I have. Anyway, either you've never said what Tom does, or I've forgotten, but I sincerely suspect he made sure that Lissa was taken care of before he decided to hand you all his money. And even if this means a slight cutback for her, she is only 13. We're going to college in a year. She has at least 5. Point three. You didn't have one, but I do. This isn't just from Tom. If you read it carefully, which I'm sure you have, it's from Tom and Michelle. Both of them wanted to thank you. You said yourself that you wish you'd known Michelle better. I wish I'd known her, if she can take a train wreck like Tom and turn him around. So this money isn't just his way of saying sorry. It's her way of saying thank you. It occurs to me, now that I've recorded that, that it's going to sound to you like I think the only option is to take the money. Sorry, that's not what I meant. I probably shouldn't say this because it probably qualifies as another truth bomb you don't want, but... remember a few letters ago when I suggested that maybe I always knew the right thing to say because you already knew what you wanted, you just didn't know it yet? In this case, it sounds like you're saying, I don't know, but meaning, no. But, well, I don't think you should refuse it out of hand. I mean, that's a lot of money, Zoe. And... near to that, you're already getting too many people sliding with him on this one. It's going to be the mother hen discussion all over again. Just do it quick and get it over with, okay? In the end, it's your decision, Zoe. You have to decide whether you really will notice every time you use his money, whether you really will find things like college or travel, which, from what I hear, can be the best experiences of your life, will be tainted by him. Or if, on the other hand, you'll remember Michelle and how your stripe made her smile. Zoe, you will never, ever have to worry about me getting annoyed with you asking for help. Everyone needs help sometimes. Everyone needs someone to unload on. I don't understand where you got this idea that doing so makes you weak. Recognizing that you need help, that you can't do it alone? That makes you stronger than 90% of the population, okay? Besides, aren't you the one who told me you have to let yourself rely on others? But more than that, do you know why you'll never have to apologize? Haven't you noticed since this started, I haven't once made a joke about you leaving. Because every time you ask me for help, it's like you telling me that you're not going to. And then, to have you apologize for that? You have been a good sister. And if you don't acknowledge that, I'm pretty sure I can think of at least 5 people who would be willing to tell you so on a daily basis. Or at least would if I could get you to tell me their phone numbers. The picture did make me smile. You have a mini-me. Hey, let Lisa and Gabe conspire. I'm sure they're having fun, and between the two of them, they'll make you the most beautiful girl at prom. Even if you are sitting behind a desk selling tickets. Wow, you've never called me by my last name before. Does that mean... In Zoe speak, does that mean you're mad? I don't know what to do with that. I think ganging up on you without direct contact is kind of an oxymoron, Chica. Just because we happen to think alike. But, you know, I am going to have to meet him someday. You can't keep putting it off forever. How is he, by the way? You haven't talked about him in a while. Zoe, you didn't cause me pain. I caused myself pain when I did something stupid. But, thanks for saying that I helped. Zoe, I have said you're welcome or anytime, but you just keep saying it. I'm running out of... I'm not doing anything that a real friend wouldn't do, Zoe. I feel uncomfortable accepting your thanks because these are the kind of things you're supposed to do without thanks. I don't think you take me for granted because you keep coming back and asking for help. When you thank me, I don't know what you want from me. Okay, yes, she just said what she wants by herself, so give it to her. You're welcome. No, Zoe, I know all tears aren't that bad. I wasn't saying that, but knowing that I was the one who made you cry when I didn't even mean to, I feel bad about that. Listen, I gotta go, okay? I haven't done you a long letter in a while, so I'll try to do one soon, I promise. Talk to you soon, Chica.